Come on in, lie down on your mat, legs up the wall. Bring your hands to your belly and take the next few moments to be with your breath. The out-breath, the in-breath, to be with the rhythm of your breath. Like Greg said, this breath, it's with us from the moment we arrive until we leave. Gratitude for this life force. Now that you've taken some time to arrive, to settle, invite an intention to arise, an intention for your yoga time, an intention for your day. Awareness of breath. It's a concentration practice. It's a settling practice, an arriving practice. It's a quieting the mind practice. So as you settle and your mind quiets, relax and settle even more. And just notice as you do a body scan, is there any place in your body where you might be holding some tension? Relax your shoulders, soft belly. Maybe in your neck and chin. Drop your chin down a bit so the back of your head is on the ground. That releases stress in your neck. Relax your whole back body. Relax your front body. And when you're ready to move a little, start with those circles with your hands, the mudras. Circle your hands around your wrists, bringing the circles into your elbows, into your shoulders, until your arms are just exploring the space all around you. Bringing lubrication into these joints in our arms. Moving through the stiffness that settles there. And now end your mudra expression by taking your arms straight up to the sky. Relax your shoulders. Palms facing the wall in front of you. Exhale your arms over your head. And don't force them to go to the ground. You can open up wider if that helps, or just let them be where they end up. Long side body. Remembering to breathe. Wait for the inhaling breath. Bring your arms back up. And take your arms out to the sides into the letter T. And remember, you can do whatever you need to do if something is stressful. For example, if your shoulders aren't so happy with your arms out like this, then lower them a little. And now bring your awareness to your right leg, your right foot. Flex your right foot and move your right leg about a foot forward. Straighten your right leg. Take your leg over to the left. Place your heel on your opposite toes. That's it, just like that. Bring your right leg back to the wall. And now bring your awareness to your left leg, left foot. Flex your foot, straighten your left leg, and bring your left leg about a foot forward. And take it over to the right, place your heel on your opposite toes. And let's spend a few moments here to see what's happening in your body. And now bring your leg back. And now bring your awareness back to your right leg. And take your right leg out to the side, to the right. It can still be against the wall, like that. And stay anchored on the left side. Keep your left hip down as best you can. And of course, there's the furniture to consider. And bring your right leg back. And now bring your awareness to your left leg. Take your left leg out to the side. Stay against the wall, just like that. Stay anchored on the right. Relax your shoulders, your face. Inhale, come on back up. Bring your knees down into your chest. Wrap your arms around your shins, just a little rocking side to side. And roll over onto one side. Now come around into the table position on your mat. Open your fingers wide and make sure your wrists are okay here. You can do this cat and cow position standing up with your hands on a table or a chair. So open your fingers wide, knees are about hip width, feet are hip width. And a few rounds of cat and cow. Into the cat, rounding up, tuck your chin. Exhale, lift your chest, heart center. Open up your heart center, open up your shoulders, sitting bones up, into the cat. Going at your own pace. And remember, touch each vertebra. Put a little wiggle in there. Find that flat space in your back. Maybe there's a numb space, a space that hasn't had much attention. Touch it with breath, touch it with awareness. Now come on back into child's pose. Separate your knees, toes together. Forehead touching the earth, or make a pillow with your forearms. Hips to your heels, relax. Now come on back up into table. Bring your knees back to hip width. Turn your toes under, and if it feels okay in your body, press yourself up into downward dog. And when you get up there, bicycle your legs and do cat and cow in downward dog. It just brings a little different sensation to do it in this shape. So move around, little wiggle, maybe figure eights in your hips. Explore the space around you with your body. Exhale, come on back down into child's pose. Come on back up into table. And now come around, roll over to one side, come on up to a seated position. And you know you can always sit on a cushion. If you're in this simple cross-legged position and your knees are quite high up in the air, then I would advise that you sit on a cushion or a pillow or a bolster. Otherwise, you can sit on your mat. One leg in front of the other. And check in, do you have a cranky knee today or cranky hip? You can extend one leg out, see if that is better for you. And let's do our seated twists. So straighten your spine, take one hand across to the opposite knee, other hand behind, continue twisting in this direction. Engage your belly, really get the belly involved. Bring that spiral into your middle body, upper body. And then once you're there, fully engaged in the twist, take both of your shoulders back. Exhale, come on back. And let's go to the second side. So take your other hand across to the opposite knee, other hand behind. Continue twisting in this direction. And while you're holding the twist, go inside and keep your belly active, middle body, upper body. Keep that spiral active and engaged. Exhale, come on back. And let your chin drop down into your chest. Let your whole body fall forward. Surrender to gravity. Press yourself back up. And now untangle your legs and cross them in the other, with the other leg in front. And now take one arm, reach up to the sky. Sit both sitting bones on the ground, long through your side body. Bend at the elbow, reach back, that place between your shoulder blades. Just touch that place and then bring the other hand to your elbow, draw the elbow back. Like that. Gazing on the horizon. And release. And take the other arm up. Reach, bend at the elbow, reach back. Other hand to the elbow, draw the elbow back. And this opens up what we sometimes call the armpit chest area. And these postures that we do with our arms, right, exhale, come on back. I often refer to them as the anti-aging postures, just keeping us upright and open in our bodies. So let's do the twist on this side. One hand to the opposite knee, other hand behind. Work your belly, twist in this direction. One of my teachers in the simple seated twist, we spent a half an hour just working the belly in one direction. So take some time to engage your belly. Feel the twist happening in your whole body. Exhale, come on back. And take the other hand to the opposite knee, other hand behind. Work your belly, bring that into the middle body, upper body. Both shoulders back. Notice where your head is and what's happening in your neck. Exhale, come on back. And I want to remind you to really pay attention to your body. Even though I say go deep into these poses, listen to your body. You might have something going on in your body, and it's not advisable for you to do that. So you and your body, I believe that yoga is a relationship between body, mind, and heart. So coming back to center, untangle your legs and take your legs out into a V. I'm guiding you in pretty active twists, so I encourage you to make sure that they're safe for you to do. Okay, active legs, extend out through your heels, point your toes up. And we're going to do another twist here, so take your right hand to your right thigh, left hand to your hip, and with your right hand, walk your right hand down your right leg and take hold of your lower leg. If you can reach for your foot, fine. If not, fine. And turn your body up toward the sky. Turn your body, just like that. Exhale, come on back. Back to center. It just started pouring here. I'm in Portland, Oregon. I don't know if you can hear the rain, if it's coming through. All right, take your left hand to your left thigh, right hand to your hip, and walk your hand down your left leg and just take hold of wherever you can reach and turn your body up toward the right. Turn your body up like that. And inhale, come on back up. Drop your chin, just let your body curl forward. And press yourself back up and pause. And we're going to go into the butterfly pose, and the way I like to bring you there is to, for you to take your hands under your knees and just a little massage the underneath knees. And then bring your knees up and bring the soles of your feet together into the butterfly pose, knees out to the sides. And let your chin drop down, curl forward. And press yourself back up. Bring your knees together. And now roll down onto your mat, back onto your back. And take a moment here in relaxation. We're going to do something now that we haven't done yet. So bring your legs together. And this first time that we do it, I'm going to use right and left. So take your right arm up over your head. Just take your right arm over your head like that. And then roll over onto your right side body. Just roll all the way over onto your right side body. You can let your head rest on your upper arm if that works. Yes, like that. So you're on your right side body. And sometimes balance isn't so easy here. So bend the underneath leg. Just bend the left leg behind you. And that gives you a little more steadiness. And now with your right leg, bend your right leg. Wait. Okay, you rolled over to your right side. Bend the underneath leg, and now bend your left leg, reach back, take hold of your ankle, and draw that heel into your buttocks. This is a quadricep stretch, a thigh stretch. That's it, like that. Drop your knee down to the other knee. And if you can't reach it, that's okay, just do your best. And release. And keep your left knee bent. Now make big circles with your knee. Make big circles, bringing some mobility into your hip joint. If you're hearing some crackling, snapping noises, you can make your circle a little smaller. And then go in the other direction. And now still your movement. Straighten your left leg. You can take hold of your toe, your ankle, your pant leg. Straighten your leg up to the sky. The left leg. Yeah, with the bent. Yeah, that's it. Straighten it up to the sky. Hold on to your toe or your calf. Yeah, that's it. Good. You're straightening it up to the sky. Sole of your foot is in the direction of the ceiling. And release. Come on down. And now find a way to roll over to the other side and rest your head on your left upper arm. And then bend your left leg behind so you're steady. And now bend your right leg, reach back, take hold of your ankle, if you can reach it, or your foot, and draw your heel toward your buttocks, drop your knee down toward the other knee. That's it. Nice. And again, stay present with what you're noticing in your body. Where's the sensation? And release. And now keep your right knee bent. Make big circles with your knee. So you're really moving your femur bone around the hip joint. And other direction. And now take hold of your toes, your foot, your ankle, your pant leg, your shin, and straighten your leg up to the sky. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, Dean, lift your leg straight up. Perfect. Yes, that's it. Exhale and release. And now come onto your back. And just take a moment, arrive there. And bring your knees up with your feet on the ground. Take your arms out to the sides into the letter T. And now bring your feet and knees together. Lift your right leg, but keep your knees connected. So the right leg just comes up about 45 degrees. Keep pressing both knees together like that. And just lift your right leg. Move toward a straight leg. So you're extending your right leg, but keeping the knees together. There you go. Flex your right foot, point your toes back towards your face. And release, bring your foot back to your mat with your knee bent. And let's go to the second side, left leg, left knee. Straighten your left leg about 45 degrees, keep your knees connected. Like that, flexing your foot. And exhale, come on back. And pause, take a breath. And now separate your feet about hip width, knees about hip width, and bring your right outer ankle to your left knee, like that. And pause here a moment. Take that right knee, move that right knee away from you, creating a little opening in your hip joint. We're spending a little time with hips today. Bring your left knee in towards your body, reach through, interlace behind your thigh, or just hold on to your thigh. Draw that knee in close and see what's happening in this hip on this side. And holding on to your thigh, straighten your leg, straighten your left leg. Beautiful, just like that. Now press your thigh into your clasped hands. And if there's steadiness and your leg is active, take your arms out to the sides. Beautiful. And bend your knee, untangle from the pose. Come on back with both feet on the ground, knees bent. And bring your left outer ankle to your right knee. And let's take a moment here. Press that left knee away from you, little opening in your hip joint. And when you're ready, bring your right knee in close to your body, interlace behind your thigh. Just like that. Straighten your right leg and make contact with your thigh and clasped hands. Straight leg, take your arms out to the sides. Bend your knee, release from the pose. And with your feet on the ground and your knees up, take a breath. And now bring your right outer ankle to your left knee once again. Press that right knee away. I'm going to do a lying down twist now. Okay, so the right outer ankle is on your left knee. Beautiful, like that. And now drop your left knee down to the ground and come down right onto your right foot. As best you can, keep both shoulders on the ground. Yeah, that's it. Good. Keep both shoulders on the ground. Head is in neutral. And moving that top knee away from you. Notice what arises in this position. Inhale, come on back up. Untangle from this position and bring your left outer ankle to your right knee. Pause here. And now let your right knee drop over to the right onto the floor. And left foot comes right onto the floor if that works. Inhale, come on back up. And untangle your legs. Lengthen one leg, lengthen the other. We still have one more pose to do, but just take a moment in relaxation. And let's close today, just like we've been doing with the therapeutic bridge pose. So bring your knees up with your feet on the ground. Walk your feet toward your buttocks and bring your arms in close to your body. upper arms are touching your body. And now bend at the elbows so your palms face each other. These upper arm bones, they're part of the foundation. So make sure that they're pressing down, not just the elbow or the shoulder, but the whole bone, upper arm bones. Feet are pressing. Move your knees forward. Hips come right up. Just like that. Beautiful. And now bring your awareness to your shin bones, and move these shin bones forward. Shin bones are the long bones in your lower legs. Move your shin bones forward, knees forward. Sacrum, draw your sacrum up towards your pubic bone. Heart center moves towards your chin. Easy breath, nice and light with your lift. With the feet pressing, upper arms pressing, stay light with your lift. Wait for the exhaling breath. Come on down. And in your own time, lengthen one leg, lengthen the other leg. And where would your arms like to be? Hands on your body or arms a few inches from your body, palms up. Rest, receive the benefits from your practice. Receive the gifts that are all around us in this world. And I'm going to ring the bell now. You have 7 minutes to rest a little longer and make your next sitting practice at 3:45. I'm going to ring the bell, then I'm going to leave the room. Namaste. Thank you for your beautiful presence.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.